Hey everyone, it's Sir Gull Taylor Reid here, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to fuel your day. Today's topic? Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another podcast about bubble baths and face masks, hear me out. We're talking about self-care in a way that goes deeper than just pampering yourself. It's about building resilience, managing stress, and cultivating that inner peace we all crave, especially in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long, deadlines are looming, and the only thing keeping you afloat is a cup of coffee that's probably 3 hours cold. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Neglecting your mental health isn't just about burning out, it affects every aspect of your life, your relationships, your work, even your physical health. So, how do we combat this? How do we practice self-care in a way that's actually effective and sustainable? That's what we're diving into today. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First off, recognize that self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. You wouldn't neglect your car's maintenance, right? You need fuel, regular checkups, and sometimes even a good oil wash and wax to keep it running smoothly. Your mind and body are no different. When you invest in your well-being, you have more energy, focus, and emotional capacity to handle whatever life throws at you. Second, identify your unique needs. What truly nourishes you? Is it taking a walk in nature, losing yourself in a good book, having deep conversations with loved ones, or simply carving out time for quiet reflection? The key is to tune into what refills your cup and prioritize those activities. It's not about doing things everyone else tells you are good for you, it's about finding what genuinely works for you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't force feed someone broccoli if they hated it, right? Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. It simply means being present in a moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body, or simply observe your surroundings with curiosity. This helps calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Fourth, set boundaries. You have the right to protect your time and energy. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you, and don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. Prioritizing self-care means prioritizing your needs and well-being. It's not about being selfish, it's about showing yourself the same respect and care you would give to someone you love. And finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. Some days will be better than others. There will be times when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's totally normal. What matters is getting back on track and continuing to make small steps towards prioritizing your mental health. Think of it like climbing a mountain. There will be ups and downs, but the view from the top is worth the journey. Let me share a quick example. Remember that friend who always seems to have their life together? The one who's juggling multiple jobs, a demanding social life, but still manages to look effortlessly cool? Well, I bet they also carve out time for self-care, even if it's just 15 minutes of quiet reading before bed or a quick yoga session during their lunch break. They understand that taking care of themselves is essential to maintain their energy levels and focus. So, what are you going to do today? How will you prioritize your mental health? Maybe it's taking a walk in the park, listening to your favorite music, calling a friend who always makes you laugh, or simply saying no to one extra commitment. Remember, even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Start with one thing that feels achievable, and build from there. This isn't about being perfect, it's about making progress, showing yourself some love, and creating a life where your mental well-being is a priority. Remember, you deserve to feel good. So go out there, take care of yourselves, and let's make the world a little brighter one mindful act at a time. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.